I'm standing out the front of St. Paul's Church, which is just across the road from Ground Zero in New York City. I'm not sure if you can hear the background, but from where I'm standing, there's an absolute orchestral suite of building jackhammers. The sound of progress, I guess. The site itself is filled with cranes. It's surrounded by awnings you can't really see in, but there is a visitor centre. The thing that's really affecting, however, is that St. Paul's Church behind me is the oldest church in America, I believe. George Washington prayed here on the day of his inauguration. And the churchyard itself is filled with gravestones from colonists who died back in the early years of the 18th century. It was built, I believe, in 1766. It's peaceful. It's a gorgeous colonial Georgian church, and there are messages of hope and solidarity from all over the United States inside. And the railings, the fence that surrounds St. Paul's Church, you may have seen on television reports in the days following 9/11. They were draped with messages. Those images we'll never forget, I'm sure. So it's quite a paradox. You've got the peace there. It's not really a paradox. It's great that there's peace behind and progress ahead at a site that means so much to Americans and to the rest of us in the world. Talk soon. Bye. One of my favourite museums in the world is the Cloisters at Fort Tyron Park in New York City. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And the Cloisters, as the name might suggest, is dedicated to medieval art. What's particularly beautiful about this museum, which I saw last winter, in winter of 2009 in January, when snow was blanketing everything around here, are the gardens, the medieval herb gardens and cloister gardens. And I've come back here today to do the guided tour by one of the docents here, one of the garden specialists. And as I'm talking to you now, I'm sitting beside one of these little gardens just before the tour's about to start. And they are now in their full summer glory. There are what appear to be cosmos, pink cosmos, and apple trees. Of course, the apples have been picked, I would say, because there's nothing left on them. There are various herbs, what looks like sage and chives, and a whole lot of other beautiful salvia. I can see blue salvia, and of course rosemary and lavender. And I'm really looking forward to this tour, just to getting to know some of the inhabitants of these gardens. If ever you get a chance to come to New York City, make sure that you get up to the Cloisters. It's out of town, as it should be, because it's quiet, and apart from the laughter or the talk of the tourists visiting here, it's actually a bit of a sanctuary. Some of the church artworks are absolutely glorious, tiny pieces, large pieces. And the cloisters themselves have been built from fragments and remnants of European monasteries and churches from the medieval period. It's a gorgeous place. So from the Cloisters, Metropolitan Museum of Art, New York, talk to you soon. Bye. It's Wednesday, 2 o'clock, and I'm having a walk around. Today it's Union Square Farmers Market, and I'm sort of in seventh heaven here, actually. There are, okay, from where I'm standing, I'm looking around the square, and I can see dairy produce, I can see tomatoes, I can see sunflowers, huge bunches of yellow sunflowers, and squashes, and peppers, and watermelons, and goat cheese, and a lot of really happy shoppers here, right in the middle of Manhattan. The farmers market is held in Union Square on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and I'm already starting to plan Friday night's dinner using some of the fabulous fresh produce that's here all around me. The colour is, as you can imagine, amazing. I'm going to try to choose a photo to go with this boo, just to give you some sense of the variety and just the colour. The colour in the middle of a grey city. There's something very refreshing about farmers markets. And for someone who's as in love with gardening and flowers as I am, it's a real treat just to have a look at the various different kinds of plants. I mean, the chrysanthemums at the moment are starting to appear all over the place in pots because, of course, it's autumn, fall up here. And there are ones that I've never seen before, so I'm doing a little bit of lollygagging and asking questions, and everyone's being very sweet and telling me, yes, foreign lady, that is called a rudbeckia. So that one I have to chase down when I get home. What else can I tell you? Just that I'm having, oh yes, I'm having the best apple that I picked up from one of the fruit stalls, an organic apple from somewhere upstate. Oh, just so good, so good, so good, so good. So that's my boo for today, my Wednesday walk around from the farmer's market in Union Square, New York City. Talk to you soon. Bye now. I've always thought one of the loveliest places in the world that I've ever found has been Central Park in New York City. For a few reasons, one of which is that it's so quiet, but also that you could be in the middle of a woodland forest, or what to this Australian seems to be a romantic version of a woodland forest, right in the heart here of Central Park, where I am this morning, just walking. That feeling's come back again. The trees, the bushes, they're all clothed in their late summer, early fall greenery. Not too much sign of yellowing yet, although just a hint on the edges. But everything is so lush and cool, and people are relaxed and quiet. It's so different from the hustle and bustle downtown. I love Central Park. The squirrels are out. They've come out to say hello, but probably to see if we've got some food. Just been to the Shakespeare Garden behind the Belvedere Castle. Had a quick look at the Delacorte Theatre, where open-air Shakespeare's finished for the year now. One day I'll get to see it. And I'm heading across, right across the park, towards the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where I'm going to spend about an hour just looking at some of my favourite things. Central Park, New York City. Bliss. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hi, it's about time I sent up a boo. Here in New York City, I'm just down from Times Square outside the Condé Nast building, where all those Vogue fashionistas hang out. As you can imagine, Times Square sees just about every kind of person from everywhere in the world pass by. If you can hear it in the background, there's a guy playing a guitar with a beatbox in the background, busker. Beside him, someone is hawking salvation of the Jesus kind. There are many, many, many yellow cabs around me, and I'm just going to take a little walk heading down towards 7th Avenue. I'm on the... And that was a garbage truck. They go all day and all night. I'm on the hunt today for a special cupcake. This week in New York City is Fashion Week, and today is the night of fashion. And so only in New York would Crumbs, the rival to Magnolia Bakery, they're the cupcake king and queen, only Crumbs would think of coming up with a special fashionista's cupcake. Now, this has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with my daughter who's traveling with me. She's something of a fashion victim. So I'm on the hunt for what will inevitably be a pink cupcake, I suspect, with lots of bling. Anyway, this is me from New York City, hoping you are having a good day or evening, wherever you are. And I'll try to do a few more of these as the next few weeks unfold. Bye for now. Well, it's Friday morning and I'm walking around the theatre district because that's where I'm staying. And what I'm seeing this morning is a lot of bumping in of new shows. One of the sad things is that I'm going to miss some amazing shows that are coming. La Bête is transferring with Mark Rylance, transferring from London. And across the road, Vanessa Redgrave and James Earl Jones are going to be cranking out Driving Miss Daisy. Just up the road from them is a new show, which I think opens in preview next week, called Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. Now, the subtitle for this is History Just Got All Sexy Pants, and the poster is Something to Feast On. As I walked by this morning, the guys were out the front bumping in. So, you know, Broadway is really gearing up for what looks like being a really stellar new season. I'm excited because I've just snagged some nicely cheap tickets for Monday night's performance of Nearly Normal, the show that won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, and also the Tony for Best Score this year. It's a musical about, of all things, bipolar disorder. And as incongruous as that sounds, it's supposed to be a magnificent show. So I'm really excited about that. Somewhere between now and then, I'm getting along to see A Little Night Music with Bernadette Peters and Elaine Stritch. Bernadette Peters is a goddess of the musical theatre, and I'm so looking forward to seeing her perform. Well, that's all for now. I'm going to drop in, have a mid-morning cup of coffee and something nice from a deli just around the corner. So bye for now. Talk soon. Hello from Times Square. I'm at the Broadway on Broadway 19th Free Outdoor Concert, which each year marks the opening of the new Broadway season. And in the background, you can probably hear some of the performers. I'm in a very long line at the TKTS ticket booth, where I'm hoping to get tickets for this afternoon's performance of The Addams Family with Nathan Lane and Babe Newirth. So, yeah, as the line moves along, I'm able to listen to the concert in the background, which this year is being hosted by Kelsey Grammer, who's currently in La Cage aux Folles on Broadway. And I can watch the show on any one of the number of huge screens all the way around me. It's pretty exciting. The skies are overcast here in New York this morning, but the rain's holding off, and everyone is pumped. What can I say? We're on Broadway. Talk to you soon. Bye. Well, the curtain is down about 5 minutes on the show that I've seen tonight, Next to Normal, at the Booth Theatre here on Broadway. Next to Normal won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama and also took out a couple of Tonys this year. I think a couple. It certainly got the best, or the Tony for the best score, and I have to say it's a sensational music. I've really enjoyed it this evening. It's a heartbreaking story. About contemporary American family life. Another great American book on the family. I'm standing a little distance away from the stage door where some of the audience are waiting to have their programs autographed by the company. Some of the company have come out already and are chatting away. This is my last boo from New York City. I'm heading off tomorrow. And I have to say it's been wonderful the last 2 weeks, just living, pretending to be a local in the theatre district. One of the things I've really loved has been the number of theatres, just living in an area where you pass on a street two or three tiny little theatres, little bolt holes in the wall, seat 20, 30, 70 people, really tiny little things, theatres that you really never read about or hear about. It's always what's playing on Broadway, the 40 theatres that constitute the Broadway theatres of New York City. The great palaces like this one, the Booth and the Walter Kerr and the New Victory, and many of them that have been refurbed and redone. One is currently being redone for the opening of Spider-Man in November, and word is around that the refurbishment of the theatre alone is costing millions of dollars. So that's pretty crazy, but that's the Broadway business, theatre business. Okay, so I'm in Schubert Alley here, and it's full of people post-show. Next door to the Booth tonight is the first preview performance of A Life in the Theatre by David Mamet, and starring Patrick Stewart. And as I walked by tonight, the lines were snaking back on themselves and around the block, so it'll be interesting to see what the word is on A Life in the Theatre. Well, that's it from me. The last New York City boo, if you've been listening, thank you for that. I'm going to continue with these as I head south to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then try to take in some of the theatre scene in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening, and if you do get to New York, I think our star has just walked out. Yes, she has. Terrific performance. Okay, that's it from me. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.